And welcome back to Coast with Doc Wallach as we talk about your health. He's from criticalhealthnews.com. So it takes some time to get to that website. There are people waiting to talk to you. If you can't get through here, keep trying there. 1-855-949-7234. And we'll be back with your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back with Doc Wallach, of course, from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, we were talking about why some of these other nations are so thin, Japan, India, Indonesia, China, Korea. Diet's got to be an important part, too.
Oh, diet is everything, George. And, of course, when you kind of look at the nations you're naming, they either have large borders on the sea or they live from the sea. Are there islands out in the middle of the Pacific or Atlantic? And basically what happens here is, for instance, the Japanese are legendary. They probably eat the most of the sea vegetables of any nation on Earth, okay? And the sea vegetables, of course, absorb these nutrients out of the sea, and you get these nutrients through the sea vegetables into their diet, and so they stay thin because they're getting these nutrients necessary to prevent obesity. Then you take India. The greatest proportion of India is still a rural type country where most people are using wood as a fuel. They're still putting the wood ashes in their gardens. They're getting the minerals and nutrients in that way. And that's why they stay thin. It has to do with not exercise, not eating less, but taking in the nutrients. And, of course, again, I have a book, Hell's Kitchen, which goes into the details. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. This is extremely well documented. And it's one of those things where, again, been doing this commercially for 40 years. We know how this works exactly. And, again, those three nutrients, if you're deficient in any one of those, you're going to be the 300-pound, 500-pound, 700, 800-pound person. Jeez. I get hundreds and hundreds of these every month.
What are some of the medical doctors? And there's some good ones that are out there. There are probably lots of good ones. But generally, when they know it's you, what do they do? Do they get upset with you or what?
Well, I've had them threaten to murder me. Call me on the phone and threaten to murder. One of them did it. I was in Missoula, Montana, and he thought he was on the phone with me, but he was live on the air, and he threatened to murder me. And so I said, well, come on, if you're man enough, let's go for it. And then, of course, they've come and disrupted meetings. I actually had a host where one of the ladies who was a host threw the medical doctors down three flights of steps because he was interrupting her meeting. And so forth, and they do get very arrogant and so forth, because what we do is we help people stop using medicines and prevent them from using surgery. For instance, you know, very famous people, we're talking about athletes and politicians, people like Andy Young from the Civil Rights Movement. I rebuilt his knees where he didn't need...
I remember him.
Yeah, he didn't need a double knee replacement. He was scheduled at Emory University. The guys that fired me, they were really upset that I had talked him out of doing his surgery, and I rebuilt him. And then Pat Boone, you know, the great entertainer.
I know Pat well. He comes on the show quite a bit.
Well, he just sent me a testimony, 3 pages.
Really?
He's 3 years old now, George. And Pat Boone, he was relegated to selling walk-in bathtubs because he couldn't play the guitar anymore. He had such terrible arthritis in his hands and his back and so forth. We rebuilt him. And he couldn't play tennis anymore. That was his biggest frustration. And now he's 83 years old. He sent me this testimony, which I'm going to be putting into my presentation.
Good for you. He looks 60.
Oh, yeah. And he says, Doc, I play 3 sets of tennis now every day. I'm 83 years old. I run circles around these 40 and 50 years old trying to play tennis.
Good for Pat.
And I'm so happy. I can't thank you enough for all the wonderful things you do. And I just love he and his lovely wife. They're just
That's
such wonderful
super.
People.
We get texts, tweets, emails, and Tom, what do you have for us here?
Hey, Doc, we have a text here. It says, is it possible to prevent having a hip replacement operation where the joint is bone to bone? Now, can you regenerate cartilage by using your nutrients?
Is it too late, Doc? What do you think?
Oh, no, absolutely. We can regrow the cartilage. In fact, Harvard Medical School, their orthopedic surgery department, came out in 2002, and I said this in 1971, 30 years earlier. And people laughed at me, particularly at Harvard Medical School. No, there's no way to regrow cartilage. It's impossible. And that's what they were telling Andy Young, and that's what they were telling Pat Boone and so forth. And so I said, no, we can regrow cartilage. And, again, I'm a veterinarian, and I get expensive horses from all over the world, from the Arab nations and Europe and so forth, New Zealand. These horses are like $20 million each, these big stud horses, and they have bone-to-bone arthritis in their joints. I rebuild them. It's very simple. And what happens is whether it's a gluten problem, you cannot absorb these nutrients, or they're just not in your food. You have to supplement properly. And we actually have a program. It's very simple, George. We call it the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. It has all the nutrients in it that are necessary to support and promote maintenance repair of the cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, back surgery, hips, knees. Actually, I had one gal stand up in one of my meetings and say, well, her father had had 17 hip replacement surgeries. I said, is your father a millipede or a centipede? I mean, why does he have so many hip surgeries? That's because he was being used as an ATM machine by his orthopedic surgeon. We rebuilt him, and he never had to have another hip surgery. And even if they have what's called avascular necrosis, where the blood supply to the hip has been damaged by plugged arteries with the plaque, they don't get the blood supply to the hip dies, the whole hip joint dies. We get the blood flowing again, we rebuild that hip, even though the bone is dead, okay, because the blood supply has been cut off. You do not need hip surgery for the most part. I'd say 99% of the time we can rebuild it. We get rid of the gluten so they can maximize their absorption of nutrients. We give them the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack according to body weight, one per 100 pounds of body weight. And it never fails because we're doing what the body's biology was built to do, to maintain and repair itself. But you got to give the stem cells, you got to give the genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres the raw materials to do it, and that's what we do.
And by the way, folks, you're probably at home going, hey, I'm in bed, it's late, I can't write all this down. That's what this phone number's for. You call when you want to. 1-855-949-7234. Susan in Virginia, welcome to the program. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hello. Hello, Doc Wallach. I am so desperate for your help. I have chronic fatigue, and any movement causes immediate burn in my muscles. I can't even sit up for very long because then I have to rest my back muscles.
Oh, my. Doc?
Okay, well, how much do you weigh?
Close to 200 pounds.
And how tall are you?
5'6".
Okay, 5'6". I'd like to see you weigh 140, so you might be 60 pounds overweight. And basically, again, let me ask you two questions here. Do you have any history of any bowel problems like irritable bowel syndrome or diverticulitis or constipation or anything like that?
I don't.
Okay. The second question, any asthma or skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or asthma?
I used to have asthma, and that has subsided.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, you've already given me the answer. You have a gluten problem, so you have to stay away from wheat, barley, rye, and oats. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Take the 90 essential nutrients. I'd go with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. I go ahead with two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month that has actually 240 nutrients in it. And that's going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone makes the bone itself, and also the elastic fibers and connective tissue holding the muscle fibers together and the muscles themselves. And I want you to eat, say, 8 to 10 eggs a day. Eat 8 to 10 eggs a day. They can be soft scrambled in butter, no oils, not fried. They can be soft poached with soft yolks or soft boiled soft yolks, because I want you to get the cholesterol in there to actually help with the insulation covering on the nerves in your body. And watch what happens. You're going to be a new woman.
Interesting email in from Mary. She says, Doc, I'm a concert violinist. I need my eyes. I need my heart. So she's got two questions. One, she suffers from afibrillation of the heart. She has been to the ER a couple times to have electric shock conversion. And, of course, a lot of AFib has to do with a spinal cord thing, doesn't it?
You're exactly right, George. You know more than doctors, I tell you. They actually will be too happy to run up a $500,000 bill doing cardiac procedures and install pacemakers and defibrillators and do ablations, kill the heart muscle, looking for a way to stop this fast heart rate and palpitations. AFib is actually a back problem, and they keep treating it as a heart problem. They'll do a retroversion where they actually electrocute you to death and hope to reboot the heart. They'll do a heart transplant, run up $500,000 worth of heart procedures, and it's actually a back problem. So what she needs is one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's going to support and promote, again, healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And here it comes, the disc between the vertebrae. What happens is when you have AFib, in particular between the first four thoracic vertebrae, T1, 2, 3, and 4, the disc begin to degenerate. They get thinner. The vertebrae get closer together, and they smash the roots of the spinal nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart. So, again, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and it will support and promote maintenance repair of those discs, push the vertebrae apart, AFib goes away. It's that simple.
Here's a rather question. I've had two surgeries on my eye for a hole in the retina. What can I do to protect my good eye? What can I do to help the bad eye? It's still distorted and blind in the center.
Okay, well, she should get, we actually have a CD called Seeing is Believing. I had a wager with a doctor where we had blindness from a woman who was in her 80s, and she had macular degeneration, holes in her retina. And I said I could repair that, and the guy jumps up in the back room and says, Wallach, you're a liar. I said, well, who are you? And he says, I'm an eye doctor. He says, well, let's have a wager. Give me 12 of your patients. You've diagnosed with macular degeneration. They have holes in retina. They've been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years. If I could get half of them, if I could get 6 out of the 12 to read 20, 20, 90 days, would you apologize in public? He says, if you could get one. So the next day, George, true story, he brings me 27 charts, which he had diagnosed with having macular degeneration. He determined they were all legally blind 6, 8, 10 years. And to make a long story short, he said, well, let's take them all. And if I got my one, he would pay for all the supplements. If I didn't get my one, I'd have to pay mine. So you're on. In 90 days, all 27 could read 20/20. Only two required glasses to do it. The other 25 didn't even need that. So he made me this CD telling the story, and the wager and the supplement program we use is called Seeing is Believing. And he stood up in a Ruth Chris's Steakhouse and said, everybody, I called this doctor a liar because I said he couldn't help macular degeneration. He could, so I'm apologizing to him in public. And he gave me that CD, unsolicited. He gave me that CD, and it tells a story. And everybody who has these types of problems need to take that. Again, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, we have a wonderful eye support product called Ocutiv. In addition to one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per 100 pounds of body weight, take the Ocutiv, say two of those twice a day. Two of those capsules, or excuse me, they're actually tablets, two tablets twice a day. And stay away from all the bad stuff, the inflammatory things, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, and the body will repair itself.
10 million Americans with macular degeneration. 10 million, Doc.
Yep. And it's totally preventable and totally reversible. And again, these are pre-existing conditions which are very expensive in terms of money as well as quality of life, and it's totally preventable and totally reversible.
Next up, we go to Yasmin in Toronto, out there in Canada, east of the Rockies. Hi, Yasmin.
Hi.
Good to have you with us.
Caller. I love you, George. Hi, Dr. Wallace.
Hi.
My question is, I just had surgery on my right foot to remove a bunion. This is the second week. They just took off the cast and the stitches, and my foot is not good at all. It's got a lot of swelling, a lot of blood in that area, and now I have to go into another air cast for another 4 weeks.
Oh.
And I do yoga. I do a lot of, you know, healing blessings for people. I love life. I walk a lot.
You want to get back on your feet.
That's it. Jeez. That's it. And I'm a pretty healthy girl. My blood levels are good. What can I take and what can I do? I've been taking Arnica. The bruising's not too bad, but it's the swelling in my
toes. How much do you weigh?
How much do you weigh?
I weigh 130.
Okay, very good. Now, what I would have done, you know, with the bunion is use one of these Dr. Scholl's little Velcro things you put on the big toe and cinch that up.
It didn't work.
Didn't work for you?
Wait a minute. I didn't finish.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Doc. Sorry. I didn't want to step on you.
Okay. And you put that Velcro brace on of Dr. Scholl's, but then you have to take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. You weigh 130. I'd take one Healthy Bone and Joint Pack per month. Get an extra bottle of the Osteo, which is the liquid minerals, mm-hmm, and calcium and glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate, those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and get an extra bottle of that so you could take 2 ounces a day instead of one. And then get our extra vitamin D3. Take 3 of those capsules twice a day, mm-hmm, so you can maximize the implantation of the minerals into your toes, because I don't think you're the sort of girl who gets in a bikini and lays outside for 6 hours a day in the sun. Okay? And so, because you're in doing yoga, right?
Yeah.
And so you need...
Or maybe she does yoga outside, Doc.
We don't have any sun in Canada.
No sun in Canada.
And so you need the vitamin D3. And then I would take the what we call the CM cream and our trauma oil, mix them together, 5 drops of trauma oil, which is a blend of aromatherapy oils, reduce pain and inflammation, and put it into a teaspoon of the CM cream and mix it together and then apply that to the surgical site, the whole foot from the ankle down.
Yeah.
And it'll relieve the swelling and pain and discomfort like instantly, and it will last for about 3 to 5 hours. You may have to do it 2-3 times a day. But within a month or two, with the supplement program, you're going to support maintenance repair again of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, the disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes your bone self. But don't forget all those other nutrients, because our body wants to rebuild itself, but no matter how much it wants to rebuild itself, no matter how much yoga you do, you still need raw materials for your body to use the stem cells and rebuild itself.
Yes. Keep on trucking, both of you.
Okay, Yasmin, thank you. And again, if the information zooms by you too fast, call 1-855-949-7234. They're not doctors on the other end of the line. I want to make that clear, but they're people who are tuned into what Doc Wallach talks about, and they can help you out. And the website, criticalhealthnews.com. And you're getting bigger and bigger. More and more people are listening to you, Doc. Wherever I go, your name comes up. It's amazing. I mean, 2 years ago, it wasn't as widespread to me, but it is now. Are you noticing that too?
Well, yeah, of course, being part of Critical Health News, it certainly has put us up into the greater, what should I say, vision of the world. And when I go through the airports now, people run up and hug me, and one of the cutest ones, not too long ago, I got on an airplane going from Atlanta to Detroit, and the stewardess comes running up to me and hugs me and starts kissing me on the cheek. And, "Dr. Wallach, you helped my sister lose 200 pounds. I've lost 30 pounds. I'm so excited." And everybody on that airplane jumped up and started clapping and applauding. It was so much fun.
Next time you're in Detroit, go see my 88-year-old mother, who turned me on to nutrition and supplements when I was a kid.
Well, you got to love Mom. She was on the right track.
Oh, she sure was. I mean, she'd clip me articles wherever I was. She'd mail them. Unbelievable. Let's go to Val in Anchorage, Alaska, west of the Rockies. Hi, Val. Let's get you in before the break.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Hi, George.
Hey, Val.
I'm in the early stages of kidney disease, and I want to know what I can do to make it back to normal.
Both kidneys, Val, or just one?
They just said my kidneys are failing.
They're failing. Okay.
Okay. Well, actually, kidney failure, when you have kidney failure, 99% of the time there's nothing wrong with the kidneys, but the little afferent arteries that carry the dirty blood into the filtering units, called glomeruli, are plugged, and so you can't get the dirty blood into the filtering unit, so your blood tests will show your kidneys are not filtering. They say you get up to your creatinine levels get to 5 above and above, they're going to talk about kidney dialysis. I get people who haven't urinated in 10 years or on dialysis 6 days a week.
Wow.
Yep, they've been on dialysis totally for 25 years. The doctors are milking them. They're using them as an ATM machine because they should have given them a kidney transplant 25 years earlier. They've been on dialysis for 25 years. And so anyway, you get rid of the bad foods, all the inflammatory things that cause inflammation, that cause the obstruction, the plaque in the arteries. It's not cholesterol. It's actually inflammation, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And you get off of those things, and you get on the how much do you weigh?
235.
Okay. I would throw you on 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose for everything twice a day. Get on here, and here's the secret sauce to support kidney function. I would throw in 3 tablets twice a day of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day, and they're going to support and promote healthy blood pressure, but they will also support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And it takes about an average of 2 to 3 months to establish healthy blood flow in the kidneys again, to where the creatinine levels come down, the kidneys start working again. And the fastest that I've gotten people urinating again, when they haven't urinated in 10 or more years, was 2 weeks. That was a Canadian. But usually it takes about 2 months to get them urinating again, and then another 2 months to get them totally off of dialysis. We get thousands of people off of dialysis every year.
That's got to be frustrating. Stick with us. We're going to come back in a moment and take final calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call to talk to a human, 1-855, that's toll-free, 1-855-949-RADIO. Ancient Alien Ancestors, next hour on Coast to Coast AM, so make sure you're part of it. And we're going to be back in a moment. Some of you have been on hold for at least an hour. We'll get to you with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, or simply call 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. Dr. Joel Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And as promised, let's go right to the call. Some of you on hold for a long time. John in Citrus Heights, California. Thanks, John. Go ahead. And sorry we kept you on hold so long, John. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem. Doc Wallach, I so much appreciate you, and someday you'll know who I am when you read my memories that I'm working on, and the same way for George. But anyway, just two quick questions. I'm almost Pat Boone's age. I'll be 82 in September, and I'm in excellent health, and I was raised on 3 soft-boiled eggs a day. And I'm now about 155 pounds. I'm 6 feet tall. And how many eggs should I be eating a day?
Okay, you can have 10 to 12. There's actually a wonderful paper written by a guy by the name of, his name is a four-letter word here. It'll come to me in a second. And he actually published this in the New England Journal of Medicine. He was a professor of medicine at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. He wrote this paper in the New England Journal of Medicine, March of 1991. And he was examining an 88-year-old
man. Was that
doctor?
Was that? No, that is that's not him.
No.
No. It was more. His name was. There wasn't about Dr. Axe or something. Like
No. Okay. But it'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, this guy, he examining this 80-year-old guy, and he looks like he's 50, and all his blood work and all his physical examination said he's a healthy 55-year-old guy, and he's 88 years old. He says, "Well, what do you attribute your youthful looks and your health to? You look fabulous, and your blood work says you're 55 years old, you're 88. He says, "I eat 25 eggs a day. Been doing it for 17 years. I'm going to do it for the next 100 years.
Huh.
And he said, "Well, why do you eat 25 eggs a day? Stood up, threw his chest out, his shoulders back. He says, "Because I have the sex life of an 18-year-old.
Eggs. Okay, hope that works for you.
It works for me.
Let's go to Laura in Cincinnati on the wild card line. Hi, Laura. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to ask about two of my dogs have fatty tumors. And is there anything you can do for that?
Well, he's a great veterinarian, too. Go ahead,
yep,
Doc.
Okay, now you're talking about these fatty tumors under the skin?
Yeah, on
okay.
their belly.
Yeah, these are actually quite common in dogs. They actually are caused by irritation because of the detergent in the blankets they lay on. The blankets they lay on, or the bedding in their little dog beds or whatever, and are chemicals in the rugs and so forth. So you need to change the laundry detergent. We actually have some ourselves that are non-inflammatory, okay, Hydro Wash and Hydro Clean. One is a liquid, the other one's a powder. And it's caused by actual contact irritation to laundry detergents, of all things.
Yeah.
Of course, you see this in people. They get them on their torso. You get them on your arms, depending on what kind of clothing you wear. If you're wearing short-sleeve shirts, you'll never get them on your forearms. If you're wearing long-sleeve shirts, you get them on your forearms. And women tend to get them around where their bras are, and men tend to get them where their undershirts are, under their arms and so forth, these little fatty tubers. And they tend to be benign. And if you change the laundry detergents, they'll shrink to very small. You take the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 minerals, 3 fatty acids, a healthy brain and heart pack. Stay away from all the inflammatory foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And they will shrink. They won't totally go away, but they can shrink 25 to 50%. If they're in a place where they are irritating because they're near a joint and it interferes with joint motion or it's cosmetic, you may have to have local anesthesia and local surgery to get rid of them. But they'll never come back because they're not malignant and they're easy to prevent.
All right, good. Thanks, Doc. Doc, probiotics. Tell me its use.
Okay, well, probiotics are normal bacteria that are found in our intestines. They have many functions, some of which they actually manufacture certain vitamins. Also, they are there because their presence keeps the bad bacteria from growing in. Just like when you have a garden, if you have a dense garden and you're really growing like pea plants or carrots, a very close, dense population, they will keep the weeds out just simply by being there. Same thing is true with probiotics, and we have a lot of fun ways to get them. One is called root beer belly, which is one of these little sprinkles. You tear open the top and sprinkle them in your mouth, one or two of those a day. Tastes like root beer float. And then little kids love it. Great source, and you can introduce the kids to them. Also, we have Triple Treat Chocolate, which is the dark chocolate, no sugar added, is sweetened with dried blueberries, and it has probiotics in there. They're totally gluten-free, and that's how I take mine. I use maybe one of the root beer belly sprinkle packs a day, and then I use two of the Triple Treat chocolates a day. Take one at breakfast.
If you're on antibiotics, Doc, it's probably very important to take a probiotic, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I would double up. If I had to take oral antibiotics, I would double up on my probiotics, because antibiotics will kill the good bacteria just like they kill the bad bacteria.
They kill it all.
Yep.
Next up, we go to Tim, truck driving in California. Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Hi, Doc. Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, Tim.
Doc, what? Thank you. My question is, I'm 59 years old, and it seems like my skin bruises really easy now, almost to the point where almost like the blood kind of pools up underneath the skin. And
let me ask you a quick question here.
I work with my hands a lot, and I'm a mechanic, and I do all kinds of, you know, physical things.
Yeah, let me ask you a quick question. Okay, do you take any aspirin daily or... you know, for pain, arthritis pain or anything like that, or do you take any blood thinners?
I do not.
Okay, good. All right. And you're in the truck most of the day driving, correct?
Yes, but in my personal life, I do my own mechanics on my car and stuff, and just things around the house, it just seems like...
Yeah, well, what I'm getting at is you're not getting a lot of sun, and when you're getting bleeding under the skin... this can mean that you're not making enough platelets.
Or bruising.
Yeah,
sounds vascular, doesn't it?
Yeah, bruising under the skin. This can mean you're not making enough platelets. And this can happen when you get chronic osteoporosis. And osteoporosis will actually fill up the bone marrow cavity with scar tissue, and the scar tissue will actually crowd out the cells that make platelets. And this is called myelosclerosis or myelofibrosis. Oftentimes, medical doctors will misdiagnose this as multiple myeloma. They think it's a bone marrow cancer, but it's just really a form of osteoporosis. And so if you don't have any other issues, I'd go ahead and get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, all the gluten. And what do you weigh again?
I weigh 240.
Okay. I'd go ahead and take two of those healthy bone and joint packs per day, get a full dose of everything twice a day. I would get two bottles of our vitamin D3 a day, take three of those twice a day, and then take our Immortalium. Take our Immortalium, which is the nutrients necessary for stem cells to maximize their function.
I love that, by the way.
Oh, I
take that
every
day.
It makes you look 20 years younger and get your stem cells going.
I think stem cells are the future of medicine.
Oh, yeah, well, they're
medicine.
The answer to long, healthy life, absolutely. And for our friend here, our truck driver friend, I'd go ahead and take nine of those a day. Three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner, that'll be three bottles a month. Now, that won't be forever, but until you stop bruising, because we want to wake up the normal cells inside your bone marrow that manufacture platelets. We want to really encourage them to multiply and do more, making more platelets. Also, you want to make sure that you're sometimes even being calcium deficient, because proper blood clotting requires calcium as a cofactor. And so the two healthy brain and heart packs will give you enough calcium to do that. But again, you have to stay away from the bad foods so you can have maximum absorption of these nutrients. Absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That's very important, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, because they do prevent the absorption of nutrients, particularly minerals.
Thanks, Tim. Doc, did you know who the late Edgar Cayce was?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Famous guy.
The late American prophet.
Yep.
And he said, eat three raw almonds a day to help prevent cancer. That's what he said. There's something in almonds that must do something.
Well, almonds are a good food. They're not a complete nutrition, but they're a good food. They do have some antioxidants in them. They do have some omega-3 oils in there. Almond oil is a good essential nutrient. And they have some proteins in there. And again, they have some antioxidants in them. But he is a classic. He knew that, and he was part of those guys that would say, you are what you eat, but they weren't quite right, you are what you absorb. And he was also, again, staying away from the bad foods. So he was a classic, and he's certainly one of my heroes.
Next up, we go to Jack in Berwick, Maine. Welcome to the program, first-time caller. Jack, thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you both.
You're very welcome.
Yes, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder about 15 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been on numerous medications with minimal success. I thought maybe you'd have an alternative treatment.
Okay, well, the brain requires all 90 essential nutrients, just like your muscles and your bones and your kidneys and your heart. And medical doctors forget that. They think you just need antidepressant medication, but your brain requires 90 essential nutrients. And so what do you weigh, sir?
I weigh about 350.
Okay, and how tall are you?
6 feet.
6 feet, yeah. Well, you're about 150 pounds overweight. Okay?
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, and so what I would do, again, stay away from all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brought around oats, no sugars, natural and processed, no honey, no molasses, no maple syrup, no agave syrup, none of that kind of stuff. No fruit juices, no fruit. You can have all the stuff you need from fruit and fruit juices, from steamed vegetables. Stay away from any sugars, natural or processed. Then, ideally, you would take 3 healthy brain and heart packs per month. If it's a financial burden, take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. It'll just take you a little bit longer to deal with this. Do not get off your medications. Let the guy who wrote the prescription do that. But basically, what I want you to do, in addition, optimally, I would take 3 of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I would also take what we call de-stress capsules. Take 3 of those 3 times a day. It'll be 3 bottles a month of the de-stress capsules. And then I would take Synaptive. Synaptive, go ahead and take 3 of those tablets 3 times a day. That's 3 bottles a month. And all this gives you, well, oh, one other thing you're going to need. You're going to need 20 eggs a day.
20 eggs a day?
20 eggs a day, because we got to give the brain the raw materials to maintain itself, which is cholesterol. 75% of the brain
weight is cholesterol. Why don't you come up with a supplement that are eggs?
Well, we do.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah, it's called eggs.
No, I mean, no. So you can take it into a little pill form so you don't have to eat 20
of them. We're working on that. Okay, but still, you need to. I eat like this. Yesterday morning, I had 4.
My idea, breakfast. Don't forget.
I had 4. Yeah, okay. Full name of George. And I had 4 eggs and a steak for dinner. So I eat 8 to 15 eggs a day. I never fail to eat 8 to 15 eggs a day. I weigh 152. And your brain requires it. Our glands require to make our hormones, for whether you're male or female. So you need these eggs. And medical doctors cause so many problems by saying, oh, get off of eggs. No, don't do that. More eggs, more eggs, more eggs. A minimum of 6 a day, up to 25 a day. Okay? And also, the de-stress capsules, again, 3 of those 3 times a day. It would be 3 bottles a month. And then, again, I would throw in the Synaptive, 3 of those 3 times a day, 3 bottles a month. And again, you may have to go down to 2 for financial reasons. And you want to stay away from, again, all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. And then I would take 2 bottles a month of the Rev, R-E-V, put a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes for each meal, let it absorb your oral tissues, take a second dropper full under your tongue 15 minutes for each meal. Within 7 to 10 days, you're going to start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And, you know, 350, 370 kind of stuff, you're going to lose that weight again, a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And once you get to where you want to be, you can just take in the nutrients according to your appropriate body weight, which for you is 200, 210 pounds kind of thing. And you'll maintain that proper weight as long as you're taking in the 90 essential nutrients, because being overweight and having depression and manic depression, bipolar disease, PTSD, schizophrenia, psychoses, all these things are caused by nutritional deficiencies of the brain.
What's the most important supplement you can take? A multiple vitamin?
Well, our basic program we call the Healthy Start Pack. It has all 90 essential nutrients, and so you can't get them from your food. And so you take the basic Healthy Start Pack, and then we have secret sauces for each of these different diseases. We have secret sauces for 900 different diseases, George. And you add the secret sauces to the Healthy Start Pack. The Healthy Start Pack is like putting oil in your car before the engine burns up.
Mm-hmm. And you have to have that.
Yeah, well, it's very easy, very economical. It's $3 a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and which is half the cost of a cup of exotic coffee. But here's the deal. Doctors will tell you, hey, just eat well, you get everything you need, don't waste your money on supplements. That's like saying, don't put oil in your car, that's too expensive. Put dirt from Texas in there, it's cheap. There's bound to be some oil in there because it's dirt from Texas. Well, an insane person wouldn't do that to their car. So if you think you can get everything you need from just eating food, I can give you a list of 1,000 famous, rich, very smart, spiritually elevated people who were fit because they were professional athletes who died young because they didn't supplement.
Perry in Santa Barbara, California is with us. Perry, go for it.
Well, thank you so much, George.
Sure thing.
I appreciate it. I almost didn't think I was going to get in here.
I saw the clock on you and went, I got to get Perry in.
All right. Thank you so much, my friend. Doc, hello, Doc. Always wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up?
Basically, my mom, about a year ago, had very bad pneumonia, and she developed COPD.
Mm-hmm.
And
how much does she weigh? Because we only have a moment here. What does she weigh?
Well, yeah, she's overweight. She's like about 300, and she's 5'6".
okay, 5'6", I'd like this year weigh 140. So if she's 300, she needs to lose 160 pounds.
Wow.
So I'd get her, ideally, she would get on 3 healthy branded heart packs per month, a full dose of everything 3 times a day, none of the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no sugars. I'd also have her take Oxybody is an oxygen supplement. She could take 3 ounces a day and ounce a half hour before each meal. That's 3 quarts. It's liquid, 3 quarts per month. And then, of course, she needs to take the Rev, a dropper full under her tongue 15 minutes before each meal, a second dropper full under her tongue 30 minutes before each meal. And again, 7 to 10 days, she'll start losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And the COPD is a deficiency of a certain class of nutrients. If she takes those 3 healthy band heart packs, she'll be getting enough of those nutrients. And, I mean, I get people who call me in the middle of the night. Their doctors tell them they only have weeks to live. And in just hours, their body's able to take those raw materials and actually make a hormone that dilates the bronchi and gets rid of the COPD. Because when you don't have the raw materials to make that hormone in your lungs, the muscles in the bronchi, the little air tubes in the lungs, contract and make these tubes so small you get obstructive lung disease. And giving the raw materials gives your lungs the necessary nutrients to make that hormone. And instantly, you begin to breathe easy. It's amazing.
Doc, we're quickly running out of time. We'll see you, of course, again next month and probably maybe at a health show. You never know, huh?
Yeah. Oh, we love it. And listen, George, I will follow you all over the world. You do such a great job. You do such a great thing for humanity. I can't thank you enough. I love you and your team. The Youngevity team loves you guys, and we are here to support you forever.
Thank you. Dr. Wallach, of course, criticalhealthnews.com, the number to call with more information for you folks, 1-855-949-7234. And all we want to do is help just one of you, and it's well worth it. We're going to come back in just a moment. We're going to be talking with Will Hart about his work called Ancient Alien Ancestors, Advanced Technologies That Terraformed Our World. Next.